the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative got started in 2010 as a way for federal funds to pay for cleanup efforts around the Great Lakes. Since then, it's funded more than 4,000 projects dealing with things like invasive species and habitat restoration. But the program has also seen its funding drop by nearly $200 million. Now, a new piece of bipartisan legislation is looking to change that. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is a Democrat representing Wisconsin. She's one of five lawmakers to introduce the bill. Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Can you give us a Great Lakes Restoration Initiative 101? What does this program do?
This program allows local projects that are partnerships between nonprofit conservancy groups and local governments, and certainly supported by Great Lake Restoration Initiative funds, to clean up our Great Lakes. And there's lots of different projects that are undertaken to do just that, whether it's trying to rid the tributaries of, toxic pollutants, or cleaning up the shoreland, and all of this with the aim of cleaner water, higher water quality, combating invasive species, and restoring polluted sites to protect and preserve our Great Lakes for generations to come.
And are there some specific efforts here in Wisconsin that have received funding through this program that you can point to?
There are dozens and dozens of projects that have happened in Wisconsin, on Lake Superior, on Lake Michigan, and also a little bit more inland with the rivers that flow into the Great Lakes, because oftentimes those are the areas of greatest concern. Also, the wildlife habitat that relies on clean shorelands are a focus.
And this particular version of the initiative would expand the funding significantly. What are some of the things that you hope will be able to be funded that you wouldn't be able to without the increase?
Well, so the measure gradually increases the funding over the next several years. We are so thrilled that this has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate, that it is really teamwork among the Great Lakes senators and the Great Lakes members of the House of Representatives. I would say that every state has and submits more projects than can possibly be funded given the financial constraints of this program right now. And so it will be consistent with a lot of the activities that we have seen in the past, but we'll be able to clean up more polluted sites, look at having a larger scale effort to combat invasive species. You know, I think about the damage that something like the Asian carp might have if they ever get into our Great Lakes water basin. We want to be way ahead of that threat because it would be devastating to our Great Lakes environment and economy. But there are things that are already past, like zebra mussels and other invasive species. We want to get a leg up to the extent that we can to prevent anything that would have a harmful effect.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She's a Democrat representing Wisconsin, and we are talking about her efforts on behalf of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And Senator Baldwin, you are hoping to see an increase in spending of $175 million over time. President Trump has tried to cut funding for the program three times. Do you have a sense of whether the administration is going to be open to preserving current levels of funding, let alone this increase?
The You are correct that the administration and the president in particular has proposed enormous cuts to the Great Lake Restoration Initiative in the first couple of years of his administration. It would have been devastating. And I think what happened is that he heard back from Great Lakes residents, business people whose businesses depend upon the Great Lakes. He heard from elected officials from the Great Lakes State. And very recently, it appears that he has changed his tune on support of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. You know, I think that perhaps this is one of the times where it's an advantage that the Upper Midwest and the Great Lakes states are so politically impactful. He may be eyeing that or may have simply just begun to understand that these are absolutely essential initiatives to the greatest freshwater source in the world.
And briefly, before we let you go, Senator, some have made the case that it would be better to put this funding towards a few very large, perhaps more impactful projects instead of dividing it up among hundreds of different projects every year. How would you respond to that?
Well, I believe that the biggest bang for the buck is actually looking at, you know, across the Great Lakes Basin, at all of the sources of contaminants and pollution, the factors that are resulting in more frequent algal blooms. There are a couple of major projects that I think should be reviewed for Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding. In particular, I would look at the effort in Illinois to prevent Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes Basin through a particular riverway. We have all of us, no matter what state, Great Lakes state we're from, been working together to try to make sure that that never happens. And that is something that's going to require a larger engineering monetary commitment. But by and large, I think that it's much more cost-effective to be spreading this funding out across many states. It is one of those programs that leverages additional funding. And that is always exciting when a federal tax dollar can leverage private investment, volunteer labor on these projects, and nonprofit organizations really oftentimes in the lead.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today, Senator Baldwin.
My pleasure.
That was Wisconsin's Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She joined us to talk about a new piece of legislation she introduced with other lawmakers from both parties. Its aim is to increase funding for Great Lakes cleanup efforts.